We're excited to gather together here and praise the Lord and edify one another with our singing and words. Tonight, I'm just going to try one thing that's a little different. We always take selections, and it's sometimes easy just to sing a song and not think about it. But I have a favor to ask. I would encourage you, as we take selections tonight, to give a short testimony of why you would want us to sing that song. Whatever it is about that song, something maybe you want to recite a verse, or just say a phrase like, "This song has meant a lot to me at a difficult time in my life," or whatever you want to say. I would really encourage you to share some short testimony like that. It doesn't have to be long or fancy. It can be very simple. If you could say the number, the book, the title, or first verse, and then share a short testimony. Does that make sense? That way we're all on the same page. You say, well, I'll tell you, I'm going to sing number 6. So number 6 in the green hymnal, this song is called Higher Ground. The reason I like this song, it talks about a higher ground. You don't want to ever be satisfied with where you're at spiritually. I want to keep pressing on to a higher ground. How was that? So if we could do that, we're going to sing that now. But after we get done with this song, we're going to have a short devotional, and we're going to have prayer, and then the choristers will come, and we'll take selections one at a time. Somewhere about halfway through, we're going to have a hymn story, and then around 8:30, we'll bring it to a close. So, right now, let's sing number 6 in the green hymnal. And by the way, we'll probably do first and last verses. For this opening song, we're going to do all 4. And you can specify those verses if you need to. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven. Stay where doubts arise and fears dismay, though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table. Song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still Still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
I decided tonight to read from Psalms 147, verses 1 through 7. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, he gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek, he casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our Lord. Verse 7 there mentions about singing thanksgiving and praise unto our Lord, and I think that's what we're here for tonight. And verse 5 kind of jumped out to me. It kind of describes our Lord. It says, great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. At this time, I would like to ask everyone to kneel for prayer.
Purer in heart, O God, help me to be. May I devote my life wholly to Thee. Watch Thou my wayward feet, guide me with counsel sweet. Purer in heart, O God, help me to be. Purer in heart, O God, help me to be. Let I Thy holy face one day may see. Keep me from secret sin, bring Thou my soul within. Purer in heart, O God, help me to be. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, preaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven.
matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Sufficient for me, for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, pray his name. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Tempted and tried, were oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, sunshine, will understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine, we'll understand it all by and by. Sinners, Jesus weeps to receive, sound the word of grace to all who the head
Sing it o'er and o'er again. Christ receive a sinful man. Make the message clear and plain. Christ receive a sinful man. Christ receive a sinful man, even me with all my sin. Purge me every spot and strain, have with him my entering. Sing, O sinner, it o'er again. Christ receive a sinful man. Make the message clear and plain. Christ receive a sinful man. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day, that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. They bound the hand of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They led him through the street in shame. They spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify him, he's to blame. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free.
God, I
peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. O Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sighed, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Christ will call us home to heaven, at his table we'll sit down. Christ will gird himself and serve us with sweet manna all around. All is vain unless the Spirit comes down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around. Read a hymn story to you. Does anybody know who invented the automobile turnstile? I don't blame you. I didn't know either. But you're about to. Turn to number 131 in the green. At the top, you see AWD. And you can remember this by thinking all-wheel drive. Aaron Wesley Dickus is his name. And you can leave that open. We'll sing it here in a minute. I'm going to read a little bit about his life and the setting, the historical setting behind this song, Our God, He is Alive. Aaron Wesley Dickus was born on May 30th, 1888 in Festus, Missouri. When he was just a small child, his family moved to Swayze, Indiana, where he was reared and later graduated from high school. In that same small north central Indiana town, he met and married his first wife, Bertha Jane, in 1908, the same year he was baptized. It was that year, on the occasion of his baptism, that he made a vow. "If the Lord will allow me to get an education," he said, "I will use it in service to Him." The Lord would indeed allow him to obtain an education, and he would spend the rest of his life remaining true to that vow. In fact, it was shortly after his baptism that he began to prepare himself to preach and to obtain the education he wanted so badly. He started his teaching career in a one-room rural schoolhouse, but left that position to become an inventor. I suspect that few people in our church are aware of the fact that A.W. Dickus is the man who, shortly prior to the Great Depression, invented the automobile turn signal. Now we know. He began preaching full-time for the church in Bloomington, Indiana, and around 1925 was offered a student instructor scholarship at the University of Indiana, which helped pay for his school expenses. He continued to preach whenever possible. Eventually, even though he had to drop out of college on more than one occasion to earn money to continue schooling, he graduated with B.S., M.A., and Ph.D. degrees. I think that's three pretty incredible degrees. I think that means you're a brilliant person. In 1929, he was offered the job of chairman of the Department of Physics at Tennessee Tech in Cooksville, Tennessee, a position he held for a number of years. In the mid-1940s, Dr. Dickus became heavily involved in training graduates for nuclear studies in connection with the Oak Ridge National Laboratories. Even though he could have stayed on for many more years at Tennessee Tech, he chose to leave his prestigious position at the university and move to Temple Terrace, Florida, to become academic dean of Florida College, where he worked until his retirement in 1954. His wife, Bertha Jane, had died in 1953, and he then married a sweet Christian lady by the name of Flora, who was instrumental in encouraging him in his songwriting. During his retirement, Dr. Dickus remained active in the Lord's work, preaching full-time for congregations in Winter Haven and Miami, Florida. He also wrote three books, Sermon Outlines, Commentary on Hebrews and Romans, and Church Leadership. In addition, he wrote more than 35 songs, among which is Our God, He is Alive. Eventually, his health began to fail, and he was afflicted with cataracts and glaucoma, which left him almost completely blind. Even then, he continued composing songs, including the beautiful Lord, I Believe. Dr. Dickus died on September 2, 1978, in Tampa, Florida. As a result of his determination to remain true to his vow to the Lord, he earned his education, and yeah, sorry, the printer kind of gave me the top half of these lines. Anyway, even today, he reminds us every time we sing the song that, in fact, our God, He is alive. Now, what is a historical setting? What prompted him to write a song, kind of an apologetic song? And good hymns like Our God He is Alive last for generations. Its timeless qualities make it easy to overlook the specific purpose for which it was written. And while Christians, both young and old, are fond of this hymn, many did not realize its historical significance. In the 1960s, a theological movement began in America that was characterized by the phrase, God is dead. The movement resulted from the book, The Death of God, written by Gabriel Vahanian. Vahanian and other leaders in the movement were not actually anti-God, though that was not easy to decipher in all the controversy. Their point was that God was dead in the minds of most people, in the sense that modern people showed little concern for God. Nevertheless, the mere mention of God's death raised ire in believers across the country, and unbelievers quickly joined the debate to oppose those who affirmed that God remained alive and active. The controversy escalated and soon saturated the media. From a believer's perspective, the coverage seemed to be intentionally confrontational. For example, the April 8, 1966 cover of Time magazine simply read, "Is God dead?" At every turn, Christians had to endure reading, "God is dead," displayed on everything from newspapers to billboards. The daily bombardment with this assertion that God is dead compelled Christians to respond. In the same year that Time asked, "Is God dead?" the answer came from the pews in the form of a powerful hymn, "Our God, He is Alive." The timing of Dickinson's hymn was not a coincidence. It was written as a rebuttal and soon became a big hit as a hymn, as big of a hit as a hymn can become. Copies were pasted in hymn books in churches across America because it was the ideal rejoinder to those who claimed God was dead. Picture Christians meeting to worship God while a billboard outside boldly stated, "God is dead." Consider how meaningful singing, "Our God, He is Alive," would be under those circumstances. Without understanding the setting, it is easy to miss the original tone of the hymn, a clear and defiant, "Your God may be dead, but our God is alive." By presenting God as the Creator who has spoken and the one who holds the secret to life and who grants salvation, the four verses provide evidence that God is indeed living. Hopefully that wasn't too long for you. I thought it was fascinating. And so, let's all stand and sing number 131 in the green, "Our God, He is Alive."
There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tanned his skies with heavenly hue and framed the world with his great might. There is a God, He is alive. In Him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I Am. There was a long, long time ago prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from His inspired word. There is a God, He is alive. In Him we live and we survive.
Seek your is life from mortal mind. God holds the germ within His hand. Though men may search, they cannot find, for God alone does understand. There is a God, He is alive. In Him we live and we survive.
From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I Am.
God, whose Son upon a tree a life was willing there to give, that He from sin might set men free and evermore with Him could live. There is a God, alive. In Him we live and we survive.
From dust our God created man.
my sin, my guilt is great at mercy. Store I'll stand and wait, rich pardon here I hope to find in him that heals the lame and blind. Hear Jesus, come and make me all, forgive my sin and save my soul. Let angel bear my song above to swell the triumphs of the driving heart resounds the joy which ne'er depart. To learn I'll pray his present name while life and breath in me remain. Dear Jesus, come and make me all, forgive my sin and save my soul. Let angels bear my song above to swell the triumphs of thy love. Only blessed Master, that with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Sometimes the cares of life compressing round me, fears of tomorrow tend to make me frown. But then I pray, dear Lord, please come and help me. Don't let thy fears and worries let me down. Help me to live tomorrow with you, Jesus. So many things I cannot understand. And when dark waves of fear would dash about me, help me to leave tomorrow in your hand. The past is gone, tomorrow is uncertain. You'll take my hand and lead me safely on until the cares of this short life are over, until the day of heaven's glorious dawn. Help me to leave tomorrow with you, Jesus. So many things I cannot understand. And when dark waves of fear would dash about me, help me to leave tomorrow in your hand. Take a heart that's broken, make it over again. But I know a man who can. I can take a soul that's sin sick, make it white as the snow. But I know a man who can. So call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he, my dearest friend, is. is out of hand. Well, I know a man who can.
The verses, but I... There's a fountain free just for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to its brink. 'Tis a fount of love and the source of them, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome come, 'tis a fountain open for all. There's a rock that's cleft and no soul is left that may not its pure water share. 'Tis for you and me and a stream I see. Let us hasten joyfully there. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome come. 'Tis a fountain open for all. I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou must ransom be and quicken from the dead. I gave my life to thee. What hast thou givest for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou givest for me? And I have brought to thee down from my home above salvation full and free, my pardon and my love. I bring a drink, rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought for me? God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to him. His erring child is reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall saints and angels' song. Could we withink the oceans fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every star the quill and every man a scribe by trade to write a love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain a hope that stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints in angel song.
I am going to a city where the streets with gold are laid, where the tree of life is blooming and the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. Loved ones gone to be with Jesus in their robes of white arrayed, now are waiting for my coming where the roses never fade. I am going to a city where the roses never fade. I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love, from all harm saved, sheltering on. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so greatly will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love, from all harm safe and sheltering on. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Oh, the bitter shame and sorrow that a time could ever be when I lit the Savior's pity, plead in vain and proudly answered all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee. Lord, thy love at last has conquered. Grant me now my soul's petition, none of self and all of thee, none of self and
together, Lord, bind us together with thorns that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together. That is why we sing. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together in love. You are the family of God. You are the promise divine. You are the chosen desire. You bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him. Jesus lives today.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story.
Night. Sounds good in the front, and I hope it sounds good in heaven. Of course, then again, we say it's, we put God up there, but I think God's in us, isn't He? Let's stand and have a closing prayer.
Christian, let your burning light shine on all with luster bright. Let your words and deeds be pure.